Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth, with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. I am your host, Jazz Queen. My name is Terry. It is Sunday, August 13th, 2017. If you would like to join us in the chat room, along with, we have a guest, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, scroll down to Harold Little's picture, click on that, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. I welcome your phone calls for Harold with a question or any comments about his music. I'm happy to have him on today as my guest. He's a trumpeter from Washington, D.C. His name is Harold Little. He plays jazz, funk, and R&B from a go-go perspective, and his new and fifth release is called A Coben. Harold Little, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you so very much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
It was my pleasure, and I definitely have to give a thank you. I have to give a thank you and a shout-out to Stephen Smelly for referring Harold to me and his music. So thank you, Stephen, for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you very much, Stephen. You're the man. Ultimate
you're the man.
Music lover and supporter.
Yes. Yes,
yes,
he
indeed.
Is, definitely. I had the opportunity to meet Harold a couple of years ago in D.C., and I'm sorry, Stephen, a couple of years ago in D.C., and really nice guy, really nice guy.
Yeah, he's
so
a beautiful guy. He's been behind the scenes promoting and getting me connected all over the place. He's been doing that for me, though, you know, since my first EP, so he's a supporter of music, period, but definitely a supporter of Harold Little, so very, very nice guy behind the scenes and things, you know.
Yes, definitely. So now, Harold, the first thing I want to ask you about is the cover of A Coben. It is a beautiful cover. Tell me about this.
Well, my good friend and mentor, my brother, my big brother, Mike Easton, actually painted this portrait of me, he and I attended Duke Ellington School of the Arts. He's like three grades ahead of me, but I used to hang around him in the art department all the time, and he's like the chair of Duke Ellington's art department now, but he surprised me and painted this beautiful image here of me, and with the purpose of creating an album cover. And then my other big brother, Rodney Little, he actually designed the whole package. So this is a representation of a package of art, a collection of art, from the liner notes and the cover and art piece. And this is a collection of people who came together to produce this piece here. It's just an amazing thing. And I really love those guys. They're professionals, and they love me, and I love them. But Mike Houston painted that. He has several other paintings out in the world. Mike Easton, his son is a world famous fighter. But if you look for Mike Easton, the artist, he'll pop up all over the place.
Okay. And yep. So Mike do cover art for other artists?
No, he doesn't. But he did this for me. He's a painter and a full-time artist. This is what he does for a living. He painted many prominent people and different pieces. He's working on an art show now. But he doesn't necessarily do album covers. But he did this for me. And surprisingly, he had two different paintings. He painted one and then painted this one. I'm like, whoa, man. I mean, you know, what are you doing? He said, hey, man, I hope you like it. You know, funny. He says, I hope you like it. Incredible.
Well, it's beautiful. He did a great job.
Oh,
great
man.
Job on
it's
this.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And he wanted to give
really
me
nice.
The original, but I refused. I said, Mike, I can't take that work, man. You keep it, and, you know, maybe it'll be worth some money in the future, and maybe you can put a kid through college with it or something. But I couldn't take it. He's a very giving and generous guy. Yeah, Mike Easton, my big brother. Big brother from Duke Ellington
right,
School of the Arts. Yeah.
Okay. Well, very nice, Mike Easton. It's a beautiful cover. I love the colors. He did a great job on that. Really nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Really nice.
And,
all right,
Rodney,
so go ahead.
Go ahead. Rodney Little is the graphic artist. All three of us went to Duke Ellington. And he designed that cover. So designed the whole package.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Now, tell me about the title, A Coben. What does that mean?
A Coben is an Adinkras symbol. It's one of the West African symbols that means war horn. War horn. And they would make the horn out of the horn of an animal, and they would boil it out and create this instrument that they would use to call the troops together, to call the tribe. They would go out to the highest point of the land and blow this animal horn just to call people, call the troops together. And most of the time it would be for war, but it evolved, came across the waters, and they used it for all kinds of things, like calling people for weddings and calling the troops together for a big announcement or anything like that. But originally it was a war horn, and it means a symbol for vigilance.
Okay. And how does this relate to your music?
Well, so that is the title and the title track as well. And that was I created that music in the spirit of the Black Lives Matter movement, in particular the Sandra Bland incident kind of got me, and I created this song that is about calling the troops together. There's a piece called Before the Storm that segues into A Coben, which is the title track. And it's basically a song about where the tribe is in war against our enemy or anyone, but pretty much we have come together to do battle. And that's what that song is about. It's an up-tempo piece, a lot of drums and African congas and shakers and all kinds of things, a harmony, flute solo and the flugelhorn solos and things like that. So that's how that came about. My friend and producer came up with that title, because I didn't have a name for the song at first, but Herb White would hear me tell this story and how at that time I was so upset about the Sandra Bland thing, and I came up with this music, and I was explaining to him, this part means that, and this part is about the war, and at the end, like, we recover our bodies to take them back to the village, but we won the war and everything was good, and but we had to go to battle to fight for our people. And he said, that sounds like a COVID. And I went and looked it up. I'm like, well, isn't that something? Perfect name.
Okay, all right. Perfect name, A Coben, A-K-O-B-E-N, A Coben. All right, now
yeah.
I read that you were inspired to play the trumpet by your dad.
Yes, my father was into music heavy. He didn't play any instruments. He tried the harmonica, but his uncle, Brute, Norris Little, used to be a big-time promoter in the Washington, D.C. area. So my father would take me around to the rehearsals every time there was a big act in town that group may have brought in, like Parliament or you know, Michael Henderson, somebody, and I would go to the rehearsals with my father, which got me into music, and I picked up the trumpet in middle school, and it's been a rap since. But my father had a collection that you wouldn't believe of music. I mean, he went from Bob Marley to Stevie Wonder to Aretha Franklin, and he had some Miles Davis. He played Wes Montgomery all the time, he just had so much music. In fact, I still have his record collection with me. And he wanted to get it back. I'm like, nope. That's okay. I got it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. So
how would you describe your music?
Well, my music is kind of hard to describe it because I'm all over the place. It's energetic. It's jazz, funk, and R&B. So it's a love offering. It's tough to describe. It's kind of hard to even put it in a category, really. But it's energetic. It's laid back. What's interesting is that I play from this music that was created here in Washington, D.C., called Go-Go. And it doesn't get a lot of love all the time, but I play from that perspective. So I guess you could say I would play from like a rhythmic approach to jazz. I didn't know this at the time, but my band director, Calvin Jones, the great Calvin Jones, I used to play solo trumpet in the big band. And I would play like I knew how to play. And people were like, man, what is that you're playing? What is it? And at that time, I didn't know. I would say, man, what are y'all talking about? I'm just playing. But I was playing from a go-go perspective, which is a rhythmic approach to playing. So that that music is like a percussion-heavy kind of music. And I would play the rhythms of a cowbell or maybe the kick drum snare, and I would play patterns based on the rhythm, and people are like, man, what is that? But I would be playing it over jazz. So I guess that's how I would describe my music, I guess. It's I like it. Put it to you like that.
Okay. Now, you have some very interesting titles on this CD, Stanky Weed and Stump Out the Roaches. Very. I definitely want to know the story behind those titles.
You want me to go down the list? Just the ones.
Well, no. I think just these two. Stanky Weed is probably self-explanatory, and Stump the Roaches. But just interesting titles.
Let me explain that Stanky Weed. So in Washington D.C., they made it legal to smoke marijuana. And, you know, before that, we would smell it in the air every once in a while. But now it's like all over the place. Everybody is legal to smoke it now. But it smells, if I go to certain areas of Washington, D.C., that's what you smell, stanky weed in every corner. I mean, it's all over the place. And sometimes I go to my mom's house, and in the hallway, you smell stanky weed. I'm like, what's up with that? Everywhere you go. So that's that song, I gave it that title. And it's kind of a real funky song anyway. So I thought I would call it Stanky Weed. And Stop the Roaches is about my, you know, we came up in a one-bedroom apartment, a family of four, and, you know, I used to live in subsidized housing, you know, we had those problems with the roaches, so you better learn how to stop the roaches when you get to your door sometimes. You got to stop the roaches.
Oh, wow.
Stomp the Roaches. And if you listen to the song, my good friend Dwayne Kiko Wellman is on drums. And if you listen to that beat, that is a go-go beat that he's playing, and his foot is stomping the road. It's like boom, boom, boom. And that's what you would do, especially where I lived. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Yes, indeed.
Interesting. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to play Stanky Weed. We're going to start with that. I'm talking to trumpeter Harold Little. His brand new release is called A Coben, and it's available now on his website, haroldlittle.com. This is Stanky Weed.
Bye.
That was Stanky Weed from Harold Little's brand new release of Hoban. Every time I say
Stanky.
That, I have to laugh.
That was Stanky, wasn't it?
That was Stanky.
That was a
Stanky Weed.
That was a stanky, funky little number, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard over the years, I've heard about Go-Go in the D.C. area and some of the, you know, the artists there that mainly play Go-Go. Did you ever get a chance to meet Chuck Brown or play with him?
Yes, I played with Chuck Brown for a short period of time, and the lessons learned from this guy I will carry it with me forever. I played with him for a short time when I was in college. Very, very knowledgeable guy, very supportive, and can play. During rehearsal, I just had this opinion about the skill level of some of the Go-Go players. I was about 20, 23, 24, somewhere around there. And we were at rehearsal, and the guys in the band were always very good players, but I kind of questioned, you know, if they could play jazz or not. Well, a couple of us knew how to play jazz, and we would start a little jam session. Chuck Brown come down the steps. He said, "Hey, everybody," plugged up his guitar, right, and came in like gangbusters. I'm like, goodness, this dude can straight play. If that dispelled that myth, he was a beautiful guy. He taught me so much, you know, in a short amount of time. He taught me about the love, always play with love. And I told him one time we were sitting at the bar, and I was like, "Chuck, man, I'm starting my own band." And he looked over his glasses at me. He said, "Son, you're in a world of trouble." And as the years went on, I knew exactly what he was talking about. Trying to be a leader of a band is tough. So many lessons. You know, when we were playing certain lines, you know, he would tell us, "Son, don't play with that line, son. Don't play with that line. Man, hit it. Come on, son, hit it." What he would say is, man, always be aggressive and don't hold back. Play. Get out there in front of the music and play with enthusiasm. Even at rehearsals and practice and things like that, he would tell us, hey, man, this is a concert, even though we were in the basement. We had to play like we were on stage.
Yes,
Chuck was not playing. Chuck paid well, too, but he was serious about music, period. It's just incredible.
Wow.
We would do a show, right, and it's late. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's the last one to leave because he's going around shaking people's hands. You know, we pack up and get out of there. But he would stay and make sure he took pictures with everybody, make sure he hugged up and loved everybody and had a beer with some people and just kick it with them, man. And that was just a beautiful time for me, you know, a lot of lessons, even though it was a short period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good. Now, I want to read, I have 4 reviews that I'm going to read. I'm going to start with Ronald Jackson's from the Smooth Jazz Ride. He says about a Coben, "This exotic and eclectic blend of material is vibrant, colorful, and smoothly melodic. It breathes and moves to its own vibe and brings the listener along for an experience-filled ride that should be quite difficult to forget. There is a solid uniqueness to its groove and texture. In a word, it has personality. All in all, if getting his groove and message across effectively was this DC trumpeter's goal, he easily achieved it in this writer's opinion. This is the kind of material that finds a place in your heart, and you find yourself looking forward to what he offers next time around to equal or top this. A++ effort." You can read that full review on thesmoothjazzride.com. And also from Lemon Wire, "Little brings his intrinsic flair for trumpet playing to every song on a Coben." So those two of the four reviews I have to read. I'll read the other two a little bit later. But some nice reviews there. Joe from Germany is in the chat room, and he said about stanky weed, stanky indeed, almost nasty.
Well, he knows what I'm talking about when I was trying to do that song. That's exactly
yes.
what I was. That's exactly what I was trying to convey. Really stinky,
okay.
like funky parliament kind of groove. That was funny.
Mm. Well, you
oh,
have achieved
man.
That.
Thank
All
you.
Right, the next song I'm going to play is "We Need Love." Tell me about this one.
"We Need Love." This song was inspired by my grandmother. She passed away this year in 94, but she used to take me to church, this church in Washington, D.C., called Little Southern Rock off of Kansas Avenue. And in this church, they would play music before the sermon, and the music would be off the chain. The music was, the choir was good. The band was just out of sight, and they would put you in this mood to receive the word, right? And, you know, my grandmother was the one who would take me to church and take me places, and she was a beautiful, sweet lady who all loved everyone, and I just wanted to pay homage to her and her influence on me, especially taking me to church every Sunday coming up in elementary school. And I say a little Southern rock is new Southern rock. So, but this song was definitely inspired by her. There's a choir on there that's directed by Gary Gillespie, and my main man Vince Evans helped co-produce this. I wrote the lyrics, but I can't sing, so I called my girl Karen Franklin to sing this number. We need love, and I believe that we do. We all need love. We
yes.
need to spread love.
Yes, yes, definitely in light of what was going on yesterday, for sure, yes. All right, before I play the song, I'm going to take a call here from Miss Wanda, the jazzy lady. Hey, Wanda.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hey, Wanda.
Meet Harold Little.
Hey,
well, hello,
jazzy lady.
Well, hello, how are you? What can
I
say
well.
Today?
Hey, thank you so much for your love and support. This young lady, Terry, she is another person like Steven. She's always supporting jazz. She
puts
this display of jazz CD covers on her countertop, I guess, and she go all out and promote it. And she promoted mine one day, and I was just tickled to death. I was like, wow, thank you for the love. Thank you, Wanda. Jazzy lady, thank you so much.
Well, you're
yes,
quite
indeed.
Welcome. Well, you know, some of the artists, they take my photos and make it their background photos.
Great.
I've had two or three artists to do that so far. They're like, they've got to make it their background because it looks so, I guess it just looks so, well, it is authentic, but it just fits them. And like Stephen Smelly said, I went to their record store and bought all their instruments.
Yes. Stephen, tell me that story. But
oh,
yes, thank
okay.
you. You've been a wonderful supporter. You know, the music doesn't move without people like you, Wanda, and believe me, I speak for all of the artists that he's been displaying on all the social media and sharing and talking about the music. We all love you, and we really appreciate everything you do for us to move
wow.
this music forward. Without you, people like you, we'll be dead in the water. But people
wow.
support our music, and you're leading the charge. Thank you so, so very much. It's just don't have
wow.
any words, really.
Now you have me blushing, and it takes a lot to make me blush.
I meant that. I meant that from the bottom of my heart. I'm dead serious. Thank you. And when I see you, I'm going to give you the biggest hug and take
yes.
all the pictures you want. Whatever you need, just let me know. I owe you.
But you know what I said when I received my CD? I said, now, every artist know I need my CD signed. And I'm like, well, why didn't he sign it? But I still have your note. I'm going to frame that note.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I forgot what
yes.
I said, but this packaging doesn't allow you to sign it very well. I guess I have to buy a special pen. But whenever I see you, just bring it. Or if I have some with me, I'll just sign it there and give you that.
Oh, you don't have to worry, because, you know, I cleared my calendar for September the 15th.
All right.
Yes.
That's the release party. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will be there,
and I will bring as many people as I can round up, and we will be there to help you celebrate.
Thank you so much. I'm going to be releasing that information coming up maybe this afternoon, if not tomorrow. Yeah, so I just have to get one more thing done, and I'll release it to the world. It's limited seats, but don't you worry about any seats, okay? If you got to sit on the stage with me, then that's what's going to happen, okay?
Did you hear that, Terry, on the stage?
I heard it.
I mean it. Listen, you of all people will have a seat, that's for sure.
Wow.
Wanda?
I really feel special. I really do.
I want to see a picture of you sitting on the stage.
Now, Terry,
we can make that happen, Terry.
Now, Terry, you know I will post it, right?
I know.
Harold, you enjoy your day. I love your CD. Yes, I play it. It's in my car, so when I'm driving, I can listen to the funky weed and all the smells that you have in it. So when I'm driving, it just helps my drive that much better.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, and I do. And that's one thing I do is I spread gossip about artists and their music. That's the only bad thing that I do is I spread gossip.
Good gossip. That's right. Thank you, Wanda.
Well, you enjoy, and I will speak with you later. Great talking to you today, Terry, as well. And I will see you soon, Harold. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jazzy Lady. Thank
bye.
You.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Here is We Need Love from the Akobin CD.
Without action,
Love from trumpeter Harold Little's brand new release, A Coben. Very nice. I love the choir in the background. It adds a nice touch to that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. That was all Gary Gillespie. He recruited the choir, and he directed the choir. I just gave him the melody and the music, and he took it from there. I was like, Gary, I need a choir to take me back to New Southern Rock Baptist Church. And he pulled some folks together, and we did it down at Vince Evans' studio, who co-produced that number. He's another great guy, too. But that was – I like that effort. In fact, I'm trying to find a way, Cherry, to incorporate that at the CD release party. I don't know how I'm going to get a choir on the stage, but I'm going to give it a try and see if we can pull that off.
That would be nice.
Yes, I know,
really,
right?
Nice. Yes. Yes. All right. And a review from Amazon.com. A Coben transcends classification with new harmonies and orchestration that defy description. And then another review from All About Jazz. In tune with the wisdom of music built on the standards of straight ahead and colors of rhythm and blues, Harold incorporates funk undertones with a hint of go-go swing. This formula enables Harold to assemble the best musicians from multiple music genres, and together they produce a soulful sound unmatched by any other band. They are professional, diverse, and accommodating to most audiences. Two more great reviews. So your music is getting a lot of good, a lot of good reviews there. So that's good. That's good.
That's a blessing. Definitely a blessing. They didn't have to write any of that. So. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful that they think so much of me to put it in writing. So thanks to all the writers and the organizations who do things like that.
Now, Harold, you've been in this business for a while, haven't you?
I've been doing this for over 25 years.
Okay.
25 years, then. Yeah.
Okay. So now in all of that time, what was the best piece of advice you got in this business that you actually followed, and one that you didn't follow but now you wish you had?
Okay, well, there's many. 25 years plus, let's see, major is always be true to your instrument. Put in the work that is required. Because your instrument will not lie for you. You know, you can say that you can do this and you can do that, but when it's time to perform, the instrument is going to tell the truth. It's going to say, hey, he's been practicing, he's been working hard at this, or it's going to say, nah, he hasn't been practicing at all. That's one. Always treat people, other musicians, with respect. Always... pay well. I don't take big chunks of the income. I spread it around to the band. I pay them well. I try to get the big stage gigs, but the lesson is to treat them well. I try to make sure that it's a nice atmosphere and a good venue for music, and I make sure I pay well. Whenever we play. So that's another lesson I've learned. One that I should have done and didn't, that I can think of, let me think about that one, Terry. Yes, here it is right here. This is a big one, Terry. This is huge. So starting out, I was playing a lot, heavy. And we might have said, if you're good to the music, it would be good to you. And that means be true to it. It will take care of you financially. Well, I didn't take that. I really didn't understand that at the time, because I was a full-time musician at one point. And But I took a job back then, and I should have stayed at my music full time. I have friends like Bruce Williams, who is an incredible saxophonist. He never stopped. He went through the hard times, and now he's reaping the benefits of just doing music full time. I'm out there now doing it. I really commend them for it. It's really a tough thing, but if you're open and you stick with it and you go through the tough times, you will turn out okay at the end. So I wish I had taken that message seriously, because it's nothing like doing music, you know. For it, if I had my way, I would do it full time. But we have kids that need to go to college. Another friend of mine put his child through college all music, all doing music in some sense. Yes. So it's possible. But I jumped out there, and then once you get used to the money, Jerry, that's the day I sold my soul for the dollar bill. But
okay.
Yeah, things are beautiful, though. It's a good balance I have now. So especially because I've been doing private gigs and kind of sort of big stage kind of thing, either with my band or I would play with some other group. So I mean, it's definitely working out now.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Good. All right, so now I'm going to close the show with another song, and I'm going to let you pick it.
Oh, you're going to let me pick it, huh? Let me see here. Well, let's go out with the title track for Kobe. If you play Before the Storm, and let it lead into a Coben, I think people will get a general idea of the whole piece. But that was the design that I had in mind. So it's Before the Storm, and then let it go right into a Coben.
Okay, I will do that. All right. Now, you mentioned that you have a CD release party coming up, and that you were working on something else before you made an announcement, any more information about it. Can you say anything else about it here, or would you just rather wait until everything is finalized?
Yes, I have to wait until one thing is finalized, and that is the ticket sales company. I just have to make sure that everything is in line. I think it is. Everything's working. Right now, everything's working, but I haven't gotten the confirmation. I should be getting that tonight or maybe tomorrow, but it's going to be on the 15th of September at 10 Tiger Parlor in Washington, D.C. That's the location.
Okay.
I just have to get the details out to the public later on tonight or maybe tomorrow. But 10 Tiger Parlor.
Not a problem. All right. One last question. If you had
to
do a one-minute elevator pitch on the artist Harold Little, what would you say?
Repeat that one. No questions, sir. Go ahead. Repeat that for me, please.
If you had to do a one-minute elevator pitch on the artist Harold Little, what would you say?
I would say Harold Little, an artist filled with love and different ideas and energy. I have music for days. I have singles up already. And I just love music. I love people, and I love to share my music. Everything I do is on my website at haroldlittle.com, and link up with me through all social medias right from my site. You can buy music from my site. You can see videos on my site. Everything you need is right at haroldlittle.com. But in general, I'm a nice guy. I'm playing up and down all over the Washington, D.C. area, and, you know, sometimes up and down the East Coast. I haven't been west yet, but I'm making it over there with this project, I'm sure. Yeah, check me out at haroldlittle.com to learn more about me and the music that I play, that we have put together, especially this CD project of Colbin. We have liner notes. The full liner notes is on my website. Everything you need is there. So I would pitch, go to haroldlittle.com and get everything you need right there.
Okay. Good.
How was
all right,
that,
Harold, let everyone... That was good. That was good.
Okay.
Let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
So I have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and I think that's it. But like I said, if you want to link up with me, I have the links right on my splash page, and you can just click the link, link up right with me through my social media accounts. At haroldlittle.com, okay?
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Harold, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you so much.
Jerry, thank you for having me. I really think this platform is a wonderful thing that you do for jazz artists around the world, and you should just be commended for putting this thing out there and just giving opportunity to people like me. You know, musicians from all over the world, and you do a great job. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. Please don't stop. If you have to stop, pass it on to someone else so that we musicians will have a platform to showcase our music. Independent artists, we need you. We need people like you. We need stations like this, organizations that support indie artists. So thank you, Terry Scott, for what you do. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. It's my pleasure. It was my pleasure to have you on and talk to you about your new music. And I wish I was in the D.C. area so I could attend the CD release party, but I will have to live that through that through Wanda. So I'm looking forward to all of her pictures after that.
Right.
All right. Thank you again, Harold. You have a great day.
Thank you. How about you?
All right, that was trumpeter Harold Little. His new release is called A Colbin. You'll find that on his website, haroldlittle.com. Twitter and Instagram, you can follow him on Twitter at HLittleMusic and on Instagram at FunkJazzRNB. So check him out there and follow him there. Again, a shout out and a thank you to Stephen Smelly for referring Harold to me. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it. To those of you in the chat room, thank you for tuning in and listening. All of the guests and Joe from Germany, thank you so much. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with me, your host, the Jazz Queen. And I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. I'm going to close the show with Before the Storm, and that's about a minute long. You'll hear that first and then go right into the title track of Colbin. Thank you so much and have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Follow the Jazz Queen on Twitter at @Jazz_Queen, on Facebook and Instagram at Talking Smooth Jazz, and visit the website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com.